Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Second week, Knowledge of Mary, Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Second week, Knowledge of Mary, Day 4. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, Mary is the most perfect and most holy of all creatures, and Jesus, who came to us in a perfect manner, chose no other road for his great and wonderful journey. The Most High, the Incomprehensible One, the Inaccessible One, he who is, deigned to come down to us, poor earthly creatures who are nothing at all. How was this done? The Most High God came down to us in a perfect way through the humble Virgin Mary, without losing any of his divinity or holiness. It is likewise through Mary that we poor creatures must ascend to Almighty God in a perfect manner, without having anything to fear. God, the Incomprehensible, allowed himself to be contained by the humble Virgin Mary without losing anything of his immensity. So we must let ourselves be perfectly contained and led by the humble Virgin without any reserve on our part. God, the Inaccessible, drew near to us and united himself closely, perfectly, and even personally to our humanity through Mary, without losing anything of his majesty. So it is also through Mary that we must draw near to God and unite ourselves with him perfectly, intimately, and without fear of being rejected. Lastly, he who is deigned to come down to us, who are not, and turned our nothingness into God, or he who is. He did this perfectly by giving and submitting himself entirely to the young Virgin Mary, without ceasing to be in time, he who is from all eternity. Likewise, it is through Mary that we who are nothing may become like God by grace and glory. We accomplish this by giving ourselves to her so perfectly and so completely as to remain nothing, as far as self is concerned, and to be everything in her without any fear of illusion. Second week, Knowledge of Mary, Closing Prayer. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hail, O Star of the Ocean, God's own Mother blessed, ever sinless Virgin, Gate of Heavenly Rest, taking that sweet Ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Ava's name. Break the sinner's fetters. Make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us. For all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother. May the word divine. Born for us thine infant. Hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling. Mildest of the mild. Free from guilt preserve us. Meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless. Make our way secure. Till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father. Honor to the Son. In the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen.